You may have heard the term whole foods before and wondered what exactly that means. Simply put, whole foods are foods you eat in their natural state. If a food is something you could grow or hunt, then you are on the right track. This means meat, poultry, and chicken are all green lights. Eggs are good too. On a whole food diet or challenge, you can eat as many vegetables as you want. Fruits are good in moderation, and fats that come from healthy sources, such as oils and seeds. Fresh herbs, garlic, and most dried herbs are fine to consume as well. Okay, then what is off-limits? You may think it seems like there are many of your favorite foods on the do not eat list, but the rewards you will reap for following this plan for 30 consecutive days or longer far outweigh giving anything up. Basically, no junk food, processed foods, prepackaged foods, etc. Sugar is off limits, real or artificial. This does include alcohol. For 30 days, you need to cut out dairy, grains, legumes, beans, lentils, soy. Not just soy beans, but soy sauce as well. Dairy includes milk, yogurt, ice cream, Greek yogurt, and any other type of animal milk products. MSG, a food additive, is also forbidden. Now, why would I want to do this? Well, I'm glad you asked. The benefits of doing a whole food diet for 30 days far outweigh the loss of your favorite foods. Certain foods could be causing your lack of energy, your low libido, or your joint inflammation. Doing the 30-day whole food diet resets your body and gives you the ability to add foods in one at a time. Some people find, though, that once the banned foods are eliminated, they no longer desire to consume them. On this diet, you will find your skin looks better, you have more energy, and you have less pain. And generally, you just feel better. You may find that you get headaches less frequently and your allergies clear up. Not to mention the best part, you will lose weight. Who doesn't love that? Take time to deliberate, but when the time for action has arrived, stop thinking and go in. Napoleon Bonaparte. What ailments will this help? The Whole Food Challenge can clear up or improve a myriad of medical conditions. The majority of users who succeed in sticking it out for a month often stay on the diet, at least for the most part, because of the astounding changes they experience. This diet can help with fibromyalgia, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, heartburn, celiac disease, allergies, migraines, polycystic ovarian disease, diverticulitis, skin conditions including hives, allergies, asthma, IBS, Crohn's disease, chronic pain, especially in your joints. Exhaustion. You may feel even more tired the first several days. It happened to me, so do not give up because after the first several days, you will have a marked increase in energy. Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. World Health Organization. Won't it be hard? When starting this diet, most people want to know how hard it will be. The level of difficulty really depends on how much you use the banned foods currently. Sugar can be addictive, and if you are drinking a lot of soda every day, then your body has learned to crave the sugar. We will break this addiction. The first week will be the hardest, and then it will get easier. But remember, it is just 30 days. I imagine you have done more difficult things in your life. Have you ever studied for exams? Locked yourself out of the house? Spent a week on vacation with your in-laws? See, there are harder things than eating healthy for a month, and I have faith in you. Don't dwell on what went wrong. Instead, focus on what to do next. Spend your energies on moving forward toward finding the answer. Dennis Waitley. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. Christopher Robin. What if I mess up? There are only two options regarding commitment. You're either in or you're out. There's no such thing as life in between. Pat Riley. Don't dwell on what went wrong. Instead, focus on what to do next. Spend your energies on moving forward toward finding the answer. Dennis Waitley.